This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I'm still happy that the investigation continues into why the lights went out Saturday afternoon. Was it Sunday afternoon? I think it was Sunday afternoon. Yeah, lights went out. Memorial Day weekend. And apparently they should not have gone out. And apparently there should have been a bigger warning. So it appears as if the New Orleans and Louisiana participants are not at fault. You can't always say that. It seems like it's MISO, the company that is in Indiana that overlooks the power grid here. And it appears as if they were negligent, but I'm glad that investigation continues. I'm Scoot on the air. We've got some heavy rain in downtown New Orleans and heavy rain on the bridge. In fact, right now, the rain is so heavy, I can't even see the Crescent City Connection from our studio windows, and usually it's in clear view. All right, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I posted a video on my Substack account. Substack, for some of you, it's a relatively new social media platform. It's different. The audience is different. The attitude is different. It started out to be just for journalists and people in the media, but they've opened it up to a lot of different people. So there's some cool people on there. It's a little bit different in terms of the attitude and the audience, as I say. But I posted some information about Donald Trump and why he is pardoning so many people. I mean, he pardoned a rapper that had F Trump in his song. Why is he pardoning these people? And he pardoned the Chrisleys from the reality show Chrisley Knows Best. Never saw it, saw a lot of previews for it, but Todd and Julie Chrisley, they're going to be free, or they're free right now. A tax evader has been let out of a prison because his wife, it happened right after his wife attended a $1 million a plate dinner at Mar-a-Lago. So, but there's another reason. It might not just be money. And I think money's exchanging hands, but it might not just be money. It's something else. I posted that video on Scoot on the Air Substack, and I hope you will join me soon. We're going to change it, and a lot of the information is going to be for subscribers only, so I hope that you at least introduce yourself to the Substack account. I'm going to start doing a little more on Substack than I am on Facebook and Instagram, so keep that in mind. All right, and also there's a video on Substack about something we're going to talk about this afternoon, and that is that conservative podcaster and YouTuber Ben Shapiro is bashing Taylor Swift and others for masquerading as 17-year-olds, and he thinks people should act their own age. Well, we'll talk about that. But anyway, you can comment on that. I'll share some of the comments on the show this afternoon. That is on Scoot on the Air, Facebook and Instagram. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Mary in Mid-City. Mary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. I was surprised to hear about this book Because I have been thinking about this for quite some time since I returned to New Orleans.
What book?
And I'm not from New Orleans, but I've been, lived all over the country, but I am from Louisiana. I don't say Louisiana, I say Louisiana. And when I first moved to New Orleans, when I was about 18, I heard the Yad accent and picked it up. I pick up accents. At least I used to when I was young. And when I went back home, everybody jumped on me. I didn't actually, and I lost it. And I don't really care for the accent, but I lived in Massachusetts for 4 years, and I hated that accent. But I try not to judge people by their accents, because I've been judged by my accent.
Yeah, I understand
and
that.
I know what it's like. I know what it's like. And so I read Travels with Charlie, I don't know, maybe 50 years ago, I don't know. And if I remember correctly, that's a book written by John Steinbeck, and he talks about changes in people's lives and in their speech because of television. But I think this author is correct, and because of the interstate, you know, there's more unification. But I do think this lady is right. I think it has to do with Katrina.
Really? Well, a lot of new people moved here after Katrina to help, and they loved New Orleans, so they stayed. And a lot of these people were millennials and, young Xers and millennials, and they moved here to help out. So they have helped change the population, and it has made us all just a little bit more cosmopolitan. Now, some people will dread that. I think it's a good thing. Mary, I appreciate that call. So we're talking about this idea that the Yat accent in New Orleans is disappearing with younger generations. Is that a bad thing, or is that a good thing? And why is it happening? Mary kind of touches on it. Things are different today than they used to be. I mean, obviously. But if you think about it, and I've talked about this before, there was a time when teenagers in Tokyo, Los Angeles, New York, and Munich, Germany, all looked very, very different. They looked like their respective cultures. Today, teenagers in Tokyo, Los Angeles, New York, and Munich look alike. They wear the same fashions. They have the same hairstyles. And while there are some slight differences, they basically all look the same. This is mainly because of mass communication. It was mainly because of, in the case of young people, because of MTV. Because no matter where you lived in America, with few exceptions, you were exposed to MTV. And so, as the world has become a global village, America has become a global village as well. So it's the people who moved here, but I think it started before that. That Yat accent in New Orleans has been fading. It's still prominent. There are some adults that still have the Yat accent, and their kids pick up on that. But younger generations are killing the Yat accent. And, you know, while it's, you know, hey, we're Yat, you know, I mean, I think there's always going to be some colloquialisms that we will use. But I don't think this is something that should be preserved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I don't think we can stop the Yat accent from disappearing. You know, in Boston, there's a distinct accent. You know, we're gonna park the car, and New York. You know, it's New York. Hey, come on, New York, Philadelphia. Hey, what's going on with the two of yous? You know, the two of yous, especially South Philly. You know, and then the Chicago. You know, where magic happens in Chicago, and we're going to pack the car, and you know, then there's that. So there are some, you know, there are some areas that have distinct accents, and we certainly have distinct accents here in New Orleans. But I'm okay with the Yat accent disappearing. I don't think we need to cling to that. It doesn't make us sound better. It's unique, and I think there will always be those people who speak the Yat accent. But I don't think we need to preserve this, and I think it was really impossible to think that there was not going to be a threat to the Yat accent based on how we are all exposed to the same things. And in the same way that teenagers, because of, say, MTV, for example, around the world look the same, then in this country and around the world, we all tend to follow the same kind of norms, and so, you know, I'm okay with it. But how do you feel about it? I mean, are you sad that the accent is going away? Apparently, young generations are killing the New Orleans Yat accent. How do you feel about it? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's a fun, easy thing to talk about on a rainy Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, welcome to the show.
Yes, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just hoping this thunder and lightning will stop because it worries me. It scares me because years ago, house we used to live in, lightning came right through the bedroom window. It was a raised house, and the lightning came through the bedroom window and hit the refrigerator.
Oh, wow. That had to be scary.
Yes, it was, because I was on my way to go to the kitchen to get something to drink because I was thirsty, and my mother said to me, do not walk in front of the television. Now, the television was on the left side of the window, but the problem wasn't the TV. It was the window itself. And if my mother had not spoken or I had not listened, I took a step. And when she said it, I stopped. If she hadn't spoken or I had not listened, as children do not always listen to their parents, I would have got hit by that lightning.
Well, I'm glad that didn't happen to you. And I would hope that, you know, now that you're older and you know that that is a rare, rare event, I understand that you could still be traumatized by that and have a little PTSD from that. You know, the lightning and thunder really is nothing to fear, because it's rare that something bad happens.
Yeah, and the thing is, just to Scoot, I'm going to tell you this real quick, then I'm going to get down to what I really called about. No, one time I'm standing out on the front porch. We had weather, and it was over, though. It was over. A neighbor came, rang my doorbell. I go outside, was standing on the front porch talking. When lightning came from the north, I saw it. in the sky, and you would never have expected this to happen. It was jagged, it was electrical, and scary. And he saw it when it hit in the driveway. And if we had been standing talking in the driveway instead of on the porch, one or both of us would have got hit by that lightning.
Wow, yeah,
so lightning is unpredictable, and it's scary. Now, here's something else that's scary. And I don't understand why, in God's name, anyone would do this. I am using my own mind. I am thinking for myself. I am not locked into any groups. I'm using common sense here. Why, in God's name, would Donald Trump pardon a criminal, a man that was convicted on federal gun charges? This is something that I think is wrong, and it never should have been done. I'm not down with the tariffs. I'm glad that they're paused. But, I mean, you don't just pause something. It's like with Doge. The courts were stopping Elon Musk from going in and doing certain things, and they had like a blockage or a pause on it, and then they'd lift it. You know, so when I hear the word pause, I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do? You're going to stop this for a week or something, and then you're going to lift it and say, oh, well, now you can go do it. To me, that makes no sense whatsoever. If you're going to pause something and something is wrong, well, then you need to keep the block on it.
Yeah, well,
you know?
the fact that it was paused is a clear indication that Donald Trump's bold tariff initiative was not working, and it was causing more trouble than it was worth. And so he paused it, and that is, you know, that's kind of chickening out, and that's, you know, why there are Wall Streeters who are referring to the trade plan, the tariff plan, as the taco plan, standing for Trump always chickens out.
Well, it's really something, and I'm not down with, me personally, I am not really down with the cuts to public broadcasting.
Yeah.
I'm not really down with that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of hearing people saying how, oh, it's bias. Okay, how would they feel if the table was completely turned and it was Fox News Channel and Newsmax that were getting a little funding? And if the Democrats were saying, oh, come on, let's do away with this, let's defund them. No, they wouldn't like that either.
So, well, every media outlet caters to their audience. And the audience that tunes into NPR and PBS is more liberal, so they're pandering to their audience.
Mm-hmm.
If the audience were more conservative, maybe it would be a little more fair.
They have a right to their thoughts, just like the conservatives have a right to theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Janice, I got to get to a break here. Love you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, we haven't talked a lot about that, but PBS and NPR, they're pandering to their audience. I do believe that as public entities, they really should do a better job of being a little more unbiased. But, you know, again, I think media outlets have a right to shape their content around the audience because that's the way it works. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get back to more of your calls. So what do you think about the New Orleans yat accent? Yeah, where y'all at? How y'all doing? You know, we're going over to the Foyt. You know, we're going to go over the Foyt and Foyt. Foyt and Foyt. Foyt and Foyt. I don't think they intersect, but, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I got the yet accent. I don't even know if Foyt and Foyt even connect, you know, anything like that. You know, it's kind of, is that something we should preserve? Is that something that's good? Well, we'll talk about this. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. All right. So taco. That's what describes the tariff plan. It stands for Trump always chickens out. Well, Donald Trump didn't like that at all. He got really PO'd. In fact, I think he told the reporter, never say that again. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.